Good morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the January 22nd, 2021 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for Board of Commissioners, invited guests, and specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask the commissioners, invited guests, participating staff to please mute your phone when you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
This is Carol Ventura. Nicole Clement, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning, everyone. This is Nicole Clement. Pursuant to Executive Order 20-46, extended by Executive Order 21-01, and as may be further amended or extended, this meeting is being held via teleconference. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event this teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. I would now like to provide some guidance to our Board of Commissioners and Rhode Island Housing staff as they participate in this meeting. Chairman Retzinas will preside. Please remember to state your name prior to speaking and mute your telephone when you are not speaking. And now I will turn it over to Chairman Retzinas to call the meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Welcome all to the January meeting of the Board of Commissioners. Let me ask our Executive Director to take a roll call of the members of the Board who are present.
Thank you, Chairman. I will now conduct a roll call of the Board of Commissioners and staff of Rhode Island Housing in attendance. Chairman Nicholas Retzinas.
Here.
Commissioner Liz Tanner.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Stephen McAllister.
Here.
Commissioner Maria Barry.
Here.
Staff of Rhode Island Housing, James Comer.
Here.
Lisa Premiano.
Here.
Tara LaChapelle.
Here.
Bernadette MacArthur.
Here.
Leslie McKnight.
Here.
Peter Pagonis.
Here.
Clarabelle Shavers.
Here.
Eric Shorter.
Here.
Christine Hunsinger.
Here.
Nicole Clement.
Here.
CJ Rotella.
Here.
And Stephen Richard.
Here.
The roll call is complete.
Thank you very much. Before you, we have the minutes of our December meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Commissioner Orth.
Is there a second?
Second, Maria Barry.
Second. Are there any discussion, any comments or corrections? Hearing none, let me ask the General Counsel to take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I state your name, when I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the board meeting held on just December 17th, 2020, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Retzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
I'm going to abstain. I was not at the meeting.
Thank you. Commissioner Barry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
Thank you. The vote is 5 yays, 1 abstention. The vote passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask our Executive Director to present her monthly report.
Thank you, Chairman. Let me start with the report that we provided on the board-approved charitable contributions for 2020. As indicated in the report, last year we contributed $1,495 to our partners. Staff participated in 9 events during the year. For comparison purposes, in calendar year 2019, the board approved slightly more than $8,000 in contributions for 18 partner events, and in 2018, $8,400 for 25 events. Does the board have any questions on the contributions report? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on. excuse me, we have great year-end numbers to share with you out of our homeownership area. Our first mortgage volume of almost $395 million represents an increase of 2.9% over 2019 and is the second highest volume on record. As anticipated, we were unable to hit our projected volume of 1,700 mortgages, but still had an impressive volume of almost 1,600 mortgages. We experienced a 50 basis point increase in our overall delinquency in December. This has become a serious trend over the past year. Seriously delinquent loans continue to increase and have exceeded 1,200 loans. More than 2,000 borrowers have connected with the loan servicing group to request forbearance. We have been able to assist some homeowners through our hottest hit fund, but we anticipate closing that program out at the end of the month. I'm hopeful that the new administration will take action quickly to provide resources for homeowners facing foreclosure once all of the moratoriums are lifted. The development group has received 11 proposals for our housing tax credits, totaling over $13 million. We intend to bring credit recommendations to the board in May. An RFP for workforce housing has been posted. Proposals are due the first week of March. We've provided you with statistics on the Housing Help RI program. This is the program that's funded through the CARES Act funding that came into the state of Rhode Island and that we're administering for the state. We've helped over 400 families across the state and deployed more than $1 million to help tenants with arrearages. We do have a couple of events that I'd like to highlight for you. The League will hold their annual convention virtually this year. It's a great event to network with municipal and state partners and governmental leaders. As in past years, we'll have a booth to share information about our programs and initiatives with the attendees. And I'm very happy to share that Brian Green, the Vice President of Policy Advocacy at the National Association of Realtors, has accepted our invitation to be the guest speaker at our spring home buying event. In addition to his time at NAR, Brian spent over a decade in HUD's Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity. So we look forward to having Brian in Rhode Island. Amy and her team has provided a great summary of the Biden COVID relief package for you. It will be interesting to see how this rolls out. One glaring omission is the lack of mortgage assistance for homeowners facing foreclosure. Again, we're hopeful that this will gain more attention and support through the actions of Senator Reid and others on the Hill who supported this when the COVID relief bill was originally being negotiated. On January 13th, we executed a new multifamily bond issuance for six developments. A portion of the bond has been designated as sustainable and a portion as social. We had strong demand for the $81 million offering with more than nine times the orders as there were bonds for sale. Finally, let me turn the presentation over to Karen now so that she can review the budget to actual report and key financial ratios with you.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Carol LaChapelle. We wanted to give you an update on our finances year to date through December 31st. So we are ahead of budget through December 31st for our net revenue. We anticipated to be at $3.8 million for our net revenue right now. We are at $5 million. So we're ahead of budget by $1.1 million. There are several factors that go into that. We are seeing a decrease in interest income, which is, you know, a direct result of the loans that are in forbearance. We are offsetting some of that decrease with gain on sale of loans. So we continue to balance our bonding activities with selling loans in the TBA market to make sure we're getting the best execution and to make sure that we are meeting our goals. On the expense side, we are seeing savings in expenses. We're under budget on expenses. The program expenses is more of a timing difference. We are rolling out some of those programs now in this quarter, so that will catch up, and we will expend what we thought for the year in programmatic expense. On the operating expenses, we also have seen some savings, and some of that may be timing. It's also some projects that have not started yet, consulting expenses, building expenses that we've had some savings on, seminars, that type of thing. So we are in a strong position right now through December 31st. We've included the ratios that Standard & Poor's looks at when they are evaluating Rhode Island Housing for their ratings. And as expected, there are some that are getting worse in terms of delinquency on loans. So we see non-performing assets compared to loans. That is an increasing rate. However, we're still below what S&P requires or recommends. Some other ratios, our leverage ratio, which is equity to assets, that is decreasing slightly. We really would have to end the year at a much higher net income for that to increase, and so we would not be able to put as much funds into programs in order to increase that. We also balance that with our bonding activity as that increases our asset size, which impacts that ratio as well. The profitability ratio, the return on assets, that also has been decreasing, and that is a direct result of our bottom line number, our net revenue number, which we do anticipate to be lower than the prior year. And then our liquidity ratio, which is our loans to assets, that is a decreasing number, which is a positive. That means we've got more liquidity on our balance sheet, and that is because we are converting our loans into mortgage-backed securities, which are investments, which are much more liquid if we needed to sell them. So I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Kara. Are there any questions?
This is Commissioner Worth. I did have a question. And first, a comment. Thank you very much for this presentation, Kara. I think it's very informative, and I think it's good to just keep tabs on our HFA peers across the country. The question I have is I'm seeing that while we had a banner year in single-family loan production, our actual balance sheet really of single-family loans really didn't move at all. So I'm assuming that's because we probably had a fair amount of borrowers pay off their loans to refinance maybe at a lower rate elsewhere or something like that. And maybe the new loans that we're making are at a smaller interest margin than the ones that are being paid off. Could you just maybe speak to that and what that means maybe for us going forward?
Sure. Yeah. So I would agree we are adding new loans. However, the refinance activity has been probably the highest, I think, that we have seen historically. People have gained quite a bit of equity in their houses, and the extremely low interest rates have allowed them to refinance, and in most cases, they're refinancing elsewhere. We have tried to, put into place some programs to offset that, but for the most part, we are losing some of those loans, so that it is not fully offset by the new loans that we're adding. So really looking forward, it's balancing what we put onto the balance sheet. If we want to increase our asset size, we are getting squeezed on those interest rates. So rates are extremely low. We have done well in the bond market to get low rates there as well. But in order to compete with other lenders, we want to make sure that we can offer a good product to our customers. And so that interest spread that we may have been able to achieve previously has shrunken. So that will impact going forward our net interest income.
Thank you very much.
Other questions or comments? either for Carol's report or Kara's report? Hearing none. Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Carol. The next item on the agenda is the approval of engagement of a consultant for Rhode Island Continuum of Care. I'm going to ask Clara Bell to present the background.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Messina, and good morning. This is Clara Bell Shavers. As the collaborative applicant on behalf of Rhode Island Continuum of Care, we're responsible for the performance monitoring for the COC. We seek to engage the Technical Assistance Collaborative, Inc. to conduct the performance monitoring services that would include evaluation of our funded projects, of their programmatic and fiscal compliance, and also their organizational capacity. In September 2020, we issued an RFP seeking proposals, and one proposal was received. An internal committee reviewed the proposal and determined that TAC was well qualified. TAC has extensive experience and very knowledgeable in this COC area. We also have had very positive experience working with them in the past. As a result, we would like the board to approve our request to engage TAC to assist us in carrying out our project performance monitoring activities for a fee not to exceed $100,000. Thank you. I'm here if you have any questions.
Thank you, Clara Bell. Let me open up the questions. There were no management committee did not meet, so the committee did not review it. Does anyone have, would someone first of all make a motion to approve?
This is Leanne. I make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second, Steve McAllister.
Now let's see if there are any questions or comments.
This is Leanne. I also have a question. I was wondering what the previous process was for doing this performance monitoring. Was it done internally, or was there a different consultant that Rhode Island Housing used?
Yes, it was done internally by staff. But we felt that going out with a consultant was more effective, and also the fact that some of the monitoring does include grants that are administered by Rhode Island Housing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Hearing none, let me ask the General Counsel to take a roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of approving the engagement of a consultant for the Rhode Island Continuum of Care Performance Monitoring, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Ritzinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Orth.
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner.
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister.
Aye.
Commissioner Berry.
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Nicole, could you walk us, transition us to the executive session?
Yes. Chairman Rosinas, you will need to ask for a motion to convene into executive session pursuant to Rhode Island General Law Section 42-46-5A1 to discuss the job performance of the executive director.
Okay, I will entertain such a motion.
So moved, Liz Tanner.
Is there a second?
Second,
Steve McAllister.
Thank you. Any comments? Hearing none, could you call the roll?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of convening into executive session to discuss the job performance of the executive director, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Rosinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. I would like to note for the record that the executive director has been notified in writing that she may require that this discussion take place in open session, and she has no objections. Now I will turn it back to you, Chairman Rosinas, to take the group into executive session.
Well, I'm going to ask the members of the board to hang up and dial the special line that Member Lynn has sent to us. We can do that, unless there's anything else we need to do, Nicole, before we do that.
No, for those who are on the call, the participating staff and the public, you can remain on the call. This call until the commissioners come back from executive session, or you can leave the call at your discretion. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. So let's hang up and call in the special call-in number. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole?
Yes.
I was just checking, so I just unmuted myself.
Thank you, Marilena.
You're welcome. So, I think we're good. Everybody's on the call, so. Good transition.
Nicole, I'll let you know when they start dropping off.
Okay, so they'll be coming back on shortly?
I don't know that, but I can see their numbers when they start hanging up.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, CJ.
Hi, this is Carol. The board members will probably be back on in about, I would say, 5 minutes.
Here they come.
Liz Tanner.
Kevin Orth.
Hi, this is Leanne from the Treasurer's Office.
Maria Berry.
Steve McAllister.
Great, so all we need is our chairman and we'll be good to go.
Nick Retsinas.
Everyone is back, Nick. I did hear everybody call back in.
Great, thank you. Nicole, do you want to walk us through the exit?
We voted to
reconvene into open session.
Yes.
End the executive and reconvene to open session. What's next?
Indicate whether or not there were any votes taken in executive session.
There were no votes taken.
And now request a motion to seal the executive session minutes.
Is there a motion to seal the minutes?
This is Leanne. I make the motion.
Is there a second?
Liz Tanner, second.
Nicole?
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of sealing the minutes of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners executive session, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Retsinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Chairman, I think there is no further business action items on the agenda. Do you want to request a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I do. I would request a motion to adjourn.
Liz Tanner, so moved.
Second.
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 Thank you. Roll call vote.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Nicole Clement. When I call your name, if you are in favor of adjourning this meeting, please respond by saying aye or opposed by saying nay. Chairman Retsinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Orth?
Aye.
Commissioner Tanner?
Aye.
Commissioner McAllister?
Aye.
Commissioner Berry?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Byrne?
Sorry, aye.
The vote is unanimous. The motion passes. Thank you.
We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Nicole.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.